Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 14 for August the 14th. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14 for August the 14th. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. When you think of this word backslider, the Bible gives you some definitions or descriptions, you might say. And the picture he uses sometimes is in nature. For example, he talks about a backsliding heifer. He begins to talk to Israel through Jeremiah. Jeremiah is also a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah is one of those fellows that you'll see Paul referring to quite a bit when he does his free quotes in the New Testament writings. And Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 3:6, "The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done?" He says in verse 8, "And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away, given her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also." Verse 11, "The Lord said unto me, The backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah." And he calls her this several times in this particular preaching to this particular prophet. Now, the reason that's important is when he describes him as a backsliding heifer, the picture is something pulling back, pulling against the rope, pulling against leadership in its life. In other words, pulling against God's leading in our life. That can be through the Scriptures, for example. That can be, he says, "Why then is this people of Israel slidden back by a perpetual backsliding?" Now, we use the word backsliding a fair bit. If you believe in eternal security, it means one thing. If you deny the truth of eternal security, and by the way, I heard a fellow say the other day that the debate between free will and sovereign will against salvation, you know, is still under debate. No, it's not. It may still be debated, but it's not under debate as far as what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God made a way, and He gave each man, woman, boy, and girl a choice. He did. And when they hear, they have to make the choice. It's very simple. And we cannot digress on that, except what I wanted to point out is that backsliding is when you go back from a point that you were at. He calls her in Jeremiah 31:22, "O backsliding daughter." In other words, she has gone back from. Israel had gone back from where she was. She had pulled back. She had leaned back against the rope. She had resisted God's pull of her forward, His leading of her forward. He calls her in Jeremiah 49:4, "O backsliding daughter." Now, the reason I point that out is because that gives us a context of what we're talking about. You know, sometimes we hear words a lot, and we might hear it in preaching. You might hear somebody talking about that fellow's backsliding because I haven't seen him at church. Well, that would be associated, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But there's more to it if you take what's said in this passage of Scripture and if you take what's said throughout the Bible. Now, Hosea 4, verse 16 says, "For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer." She slideth back as a backsliding heifer. She's pulling back. I don't know if you've ever moved cattle or livestock, but for me, that immediately paints a picture. And it pictures somebody resisting God. You know this term apostate that we use? Well, that would be someone who is backslidden. They've slidden back. They've pulled back from the point at which God had believers at some point in history, whether it be their spiritual forefathers or those who are associated with them. This is why there's some well-known men, famous men. Great men are not always wise, Job said. that hate the idea that a Christian can apostate, backslide. And that's why some people teach you weren't really saved, which is foolishness. Now, we don't have time to go through today a whole long thing on eternal security. There's other places you can read about it in your Bible. There's been many a lesson, a message preached on it. So let's just get it straight here. One who is following God, a believer, can slide back, pull back, lean back against what's right. And that is following God. Three things in the passage. Number one, the backsliding is in the heart. Backsliding is in the heart. It does start in your heart. And it does start way before. We have heard recently, it just happened to have been made public, some what we would call tragedies in the lives of so-called leaders. It's happening every day. It's happening all around the world. It's always been happening for 6,000 years. What do you suppose would have been the news report and the news flash when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden? Don't you think that was a news flash? Don't you think that would have been something that was of comment? Well, yeah. I mean, the example, the perfect example, so to speak, of a home, of a marriage. In fact, it was the most recommended example of a marriage in all the world at the time, Adam and Eve, since it was the only one. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." This picture of an animal pulling back, laying down on you, drawing back. And in fact, Paul uses this term in your King James Bible, which is unbelievably superior to everything else and descriptive. In Hebrews chapter 10, he says, as he closes out that passage of Scripture, in Hebrews chapter 10, and let's look towards the end of the chapter for a minute, verse 38 says, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him, for we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You say, oh, see, they could lose it. No. Hebrews is not about losing it. I hate to tell you. It's about the fact of getting your full reward, just like the Old Testament was about. And we don't have time to go into that right this minute. Maybe we will in another place. But the whole idea is that drawing back, that under perdition. In other words, perdition is condemnation. That's why it says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, Romans 8:1. The believer in their heart can backslide. Who's the backslider? The backslider in heart, ready, shall be filled with his own ways, not gender specific. Could be filled with her own ways. Okay? It's one who won't go to God. Maybe they grit their teeth. Maybe they just lay down on God. Whatever it is, they won't go to God. The one won't go to God, and the one does go to God. Backsliding heart. What could be found at the beginning of it? Well, could be wounds. Could have gotten wounded. And the result of that is a response that calls us to pull back. You know, people do things in life that get them injured. It's not just today in combat that people get injured. I've been injured several times doing work. I've been injured in sports. Been injured because somebody come across the line, hit me head on in a car. Yeah. And you know what you got to decide? You got to decide, what am I going to do when that happens? Wounds, warfare, worry, willful choices, worship neglected. It goes on and on and on. But the idea is this. Keep your heart. Because backsliding is in the heart. Secondly, backsliding is in habits. It's in habits. Look what he says. Shall be filled with his own ways. Even as a child left to himself brings his mother to shame, if we just follow our instincts, if we just get to doing our own thing, it's for very long we're filled with our own ways. he tells them it was punishment in chapter 1, verse 31. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Backsliding's in habits. You know, when habits slip, it's usually for a reason. Maybe we get supposedly too busy. And maybe we get distracted. Maybe we get to living by our wits. You know, you need to be careful if you have authority of any measure whatsoever. If you're a male, if you're a husband, you better be careful. If you're a husband that's become a father, you need to be very careful. If you're a husband and a father, you have authority at work, if you have leadership at church, whatever it is, you need to be real careful. Because that self-life can affect your habits while you expect others to keep their habits. I've seen it happen more than once. You know, you say, well, how is backsliding into habits? It can be something this simple, ready? And you pastors know this. It can be someone who used to take notes and they stopped doing it. So that doesn't mean everybody is going to take notes, but there's some you can just tell. You say, well, some habits are more subtle and some are open. Yeah, sure, like not going to church. And then some are more subtle, like what you do first thing in the morning, what you do last thing at night, what you do in your thought life about your spouse, about thy neighbor, what you do about submission to God's will for your life on a daily basis. See, some are backsliding because they start finding fault with things. Some, they start listening to the media, TV and cable and all that rubbish. Some, it's their music. I could never stress enough how important music is. Music was designed by God to determine, to control, to guide, to lead your heart. And so it's your habits. You need to be careful of so-called harmless things. You know, it's very important that we don't go back from the standard that God set through others and that God set in our life at some point. And then backsliding is in heart, is in habits. Backsliding is in harm's way. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. There's something very, very, very satisfying about living for God. If you're not careful, you're not really living for God if you want everybody to notice, or you want it to bring some sort of benefit, or you want it to, you know, prosper your life, or advance your life, or get you to a certain point. That's not walking with God. That's having an agenda. Backsliding is in harm's way. It cost Israel. It can break my neck. I mean, him being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. We've got to be very, very, very careful. When we backslide, we put ourselves in harm's way. That's why the shepherd preaches on it. That's why the shepherd warns against it. That's why the shepherd puts the sheepdog out there. See, the harm is very subtle and it's often spiritual. But there's no doubt about it, it puts us in harm's way. When the sheep wanders off, see, it's not wrong to be a sheep because God said you are. And God said he died for the sheep. So if he died for the sheep and then he says, feed my sheep, you don't quit being a sheep when you get saved. You don't become the lone wolf. You don't become just an eagle. Now, as a leader, that's different. There's things that you have to combine with being a sheep. But the whole idea is, when that sheep goes off on its own and wanders off, I mean, we're getting news every week of people doing things that are crazy, leaving their spouses, leaving them. You know, God didn't give you that, and that started in the heart, translated into habits, and now it's put you and others in harm's way. It can be your eating, your drinking, your music, just whatever it is, friend. Please, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. What do you mean? You and God are a majority. You and God are a majority against the world and where you work. You and God are a majority against the wickedness of this present world, and it's going to get worse. Let's guard against backsliding.